Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Ball gets outside. Totlin, he's loose. He's into the box. Oh, Lord, he shoots. He's
yes!
Oh, baby! Thomas Totlin bursts through. We're tied at threes with a minute left. They celebrate jubilantly in the corner.
Woo, somebody check on Joey Zanaboni to make sure that voice is okay this morning. What a call on Y98 FM as City ties it. They get the point with Sporting Kansas. And joining us on the line is the sporting director for St. Louis City SC, Lutz Fan and Steel. What a thriller of a game last night, Lutz.
Yeah, definitely exciting, you know, in a very interesting finish as well. Lots of goals. Result okay, but, I think it was one of these games where we played well enough to win it, and we just made a few mistakes where we got punished for immediately, and then in the end, it's always good for the whole atmosphere to pick a late equalizer. You know, it just was a great sign again of the mentality of the boys. And yeah, we knew that Kansas is a good team. We knew that we had a little bill open from last year, of course, with the playoffs, and it was exactly the game we thought which will come. And yeah, definitely an interesting one for all the fans.
Yeah, equal amounts of elation and frustration, I would say. Again, you come out with the point, but you just sort of alluded to it there, is that there was a lead. You got that lead, and they were able to get it back. How did they get it back?
You know, I thought, I think let's start with the positives. I thought once we went 1-0 down, we had really had played a great first half. We created chances already before we scored. Klaus, who had an amazing game yesterday, worked hard, created chances, was involved in basically everything attackingly, got into great positions as well. And then Celio taking the lead with that stunner, I would say, that screamer. I think we had really a good first half, and we came out. We had another one just directly after halftime with Thomas Ostrog, where we could have really hurt them. And then somehow a bit of a freak goal, I would call the second one, and not really watching out for the moment of putting Eric Tommy offside for the third one. we put ourselves in trouble for that one. And again, we believed in ourselves. We came back. Normally, when we are 3-2 down after 77 minutes, I'm jumping up and down like a madman. But yesterday, for some reason, I felt really calm. I somehow had the feeling we still can come back, and that we waited that late was, of course, not good for my nerves. Having Thomas Totland actually scoring that goal was for me, personally, something special, because since the kid is here, you know, he gets better and better every week. For me, the best right back in Major League Soccer at the moment. And then for him to get that first goal for City in such a surrounding, in such a moment, and most important, Tom, our fans. I mean, you know, this whole stadium, the half stadium was still red. It felt like a home game. I mean, it's already at the warm-up. So for Thomas to score in front of that crowd in such a big derby game, yeah, I couldn't be any happier about that one.
That is amazing. I mean, it was one of the best finishes you have had since you've been here, and one of the best first halves that you've had since you've been here. And it was a remarkable contest. It really was. What a pass, by the way, to Klaus. Are you kidding me with that pass? I mean, how does that happen? That is amazing, the feed to Klaus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Klaus was yesterday, I think, for him, we felt it, you know, and we spoke about it. Remember last week I called it that he will score a goal on Saturday? I said I had a feeling. I told you, I have a feeling he will score. He did score the winner last week against Austin. And you felt it after that game. You felt it during the week in training that his confidence is just growing. I think the hardworking Klaus, the creating Klaus, was always there. But the scoring Klaus is back now, back in the city. And that's great. And, you know, a Klaus in top form is a nightmare to play against for the opponent. And that's what he showed yesterday for 90 minutes.
You did outshoot them, in fact, by a sizable margin. The last two matches, you've outshot your opponents 31-9. You outshot them 20-7 on the night. What did you think of Berkey back there?
Didn't have much to do yesterday, but then again, it was a game for a goalkeeper, which is not always easy. The first shot on goal, Polito goes in, no chance there. And then you're not really getting tested too much. And then the second and the third one was goals where the non-football fan would look like, well, the ball falls right there. He has a touch. But that was a very difficult ball, Tom. So I don't think we have to put any blame there on the captain. I thought he kept it very calm and he played a very decent game. It just was one of these games. You get 3-4 shots on goal and three going in. That's always a game a goalkeeper hates, but we know what we have is Roman, and Roman played a solid game yesterday, and that's what it's all about.
Last thing before we go, a bye week now, so a chance to heal up a little bit before you go down to Houston?
Yeah, getting in some little break and some good days of training, I think, you know, to work even more with the ball, to work even more in the defensive shape. It's still early on. We still only have lost one game. But we want to win more games, of course. And Houston, which kicked us out from the Champions Cup, we still have an open there one as well. So looking forward to go to Texas again and put the cowboy hats on and hopefully get something out there.
We appreciate it very much. Thank you very much for joining us. As always, we love visiting with you. 12 points for City, their sixth draw of the season, 3-3 with Sporting Kansas. Thank you.
Have a nice Sunday.
You too. Lutz Van and Steel, sporting director of St. Louis City SC. Always great to chat with him. City right now tied with LAFC and Austin FC for what is sixth place in the Western Conference, but it's very tight. They are 4 points behind the leaders, Vancouver. We'll take a break. When we come back, John Mozeliak, Cardinals president of baseball operations, joins us live. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX, sponsored by Graybar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.